Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents Cannibalism, A Perfectly Natural History by Bill Shutt. Read by Tom Perkins. Prologue. A census taker tried to quantify me once. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a big amarone. Thomas Harris, The Silence of the Lambs. To mark its 100-year anniversary in 2003, the American Film Institute polled a jury of 1,500 actors, writers, directors, and historians to determine the 50 greatest screen villains of all time. Topping the AFI list was the ultimate in fictionalized cannibals, Dr. Hannibal the Cannibal Lecter. In The Silence of the Lambs, Jonathan Demme's Academy Award-winning vision of the Thomas Harris novel, Lecter, memorably portrayed by Sir Anthony Hopkins, helps recently graduated FBI recruit Clarice Starling track down Buffalo Bill, a serial killer who skins his female victims in order to tailor a woman suit. Second place in the poll went to Norman Bates, the mother-fixated hotel manager inhabiting Alfred Hitchcock's 1960 classic Psycho. Okay, I know what you're thinking. Norman Bates wasn't a cannibal. But just give me a minute. From the opening scene, Hitchcock invited Eisenhower-era audiences to indulge in some long-held taboos. Filmgoers titillated the previous year by the first of the Rock Hudson Doris Day bedroom comedies suddenly found themselves transformed into voyeurs, peering into shadowy corners previously unseen by mainstream movie audiences of the 1950s.